I went to public school. I have no experience with the private school experience. I don't know what it's like to go to private school. Everything I know about private school comes from movies and television, and it's usually all bad. But one thing I do know for sure about private school is I'm never going to send my kids to one that has monsters living underneath just waiting to come up and eat everybody in the school. Let's start the episode.
The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk.
Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. That's me. I'm Steven. I'm just another fanboy, and I'm fanning it up. I'm living the fanboy life. I'm living the dream about being a fanboy. And if you're a fanboy or a fangirl or a fan whatever, and you're listening to my show, then I'm going to call you a fanatic. That's what I'm going to call my listeners at this point, you know, unless something better comes up. You're the fanatics. So some episodes I may just start up and go, "What up, fanatics? Welcome to the show. Let's all hug and form a drum circle and do things like that." You know what? Sometime before my freshman year, I learned how to play the drums. I had been a musician. I had played the saxophone in the school band, but sometime before my freshman year in high school, the summer before, I learned how to play the drums. And then throughout high school and for a decade or so after high school, I played the drums in various rock and roll bands. The one thing I have never done, however, ever in my life was participate in a drum circle. And I feel pretty good about that. You know, pat myself on the back. I feel pretty good. Now, if you are a fan of the drum circles, if you're a drum circle fanatic, hey man, that's okay. Guy or girl, whatever you want to do, you go do it. You want to sit in a drum circle, you know, that's your thing. I support your right to sit in a circle and beat on drums, but just was never my thing. But that's not why I'm here today. I'm not here to talk about drumming and drum circles. Maybe some point in the future, I'll tell some stories from the road, being in a band. There's really not that many good stories to tell. Somebody peed on my van. That happened once. But that's, you know, that's about as gritty as it gets with me being in a band that I can recall. Everything's kind of cloudy, you know. That's just the way things are. They're cloudy. My brain doesn't quite work the way it used to. And the way it used to work wasn't really all that good to begin with. So yeah, I'm slipping into senility. That's great. Thumbs up. Two thumbs up for senility. If you're new to the show, I tend to stray. I go on tangents. I do this thing called tangenting, and that's what I've done so far. I haven't even touched the topic of what this episode is supposed to be about, and that's a movie that I watched recently called Slaughterhouse Rules. Now, this is a British movie. I'm a big fan of the Brits. I grew up loving Monty Python, Blackadder, Fawlty Towers. Big fan of the British. Just love the British. There's just something about them that I love so much. They're I don't know what I want to say about the British. That's not the point. Again, I'm tangenting. This movie stars Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, and the dude that was in Good Omens, the one that played the angel, not David Tennant. I can't think of his name. I think his last name is White, but I'm not sure. Michael White, maybe? I can't remember. But the movie's about a school called Slaughterhouse. It's a private institution for both boys and girls. And it really revolves around this one kid who comes to school because his mother ponied up the money for a full year of school. She didn't want him going to public school anymore. She found out about this place, Slaughterhouse, which the name itself should probably give you pause. If you're going to a school named Slaughterhouse, I wouldn't send my school. Mike wouldn't send my school anywhere because schools are big and they tend not to move. But I surely wouldn't send my kids to a school called Slaughterhouse. But she did, and he attended, and you find out right away there's some funny things going on at the school. And like I said, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are in this movie. It's not one of their movies. It's not part of the Cornetto trilogy, you know, the three great epic movies that I love so much. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and what is the name of that? The World's End. Love those movies. Watch them all the time. I have somewhat of a crush. I have a man crush on Simon Pegg. I will typically watch anything that Simon Pegg is in. And if he's in a movie with Nick Frost, all the better. I will typically watch anything that Nick Frost is in. If he's in a movie or a TV show with Simon Pegg, all the better. I love the two of them together. I love them apart. Man crushes all around. I love them. So Pegg plays a teacher, and he is the leader of there are four houses in the school. Apparently that's a private school thing. I thought it was just a Harry Potter thing, but there's four houses in the school, and one of them is the Spartans, and that's where our main character, Don, that's where he is placed. He is placed in House Spartan, and that's for kind of the losers. You have a house for all the jocks, a house for the girls, a house for the brains, and then a house for the losers. And that's where Don goes. And Don is his roommate recently had a roommate die, committed suicide. You find out that in the movie. But there's something funny going on at the school. The headmaster, who's played by the dude from Good Omens, whose name I think is Michael White, Martin White, I don't know. He's a new headmaster. He's only come into the school in the last couple years. And he has allowed a group of people to do some fracking out there on the property. And the fracking opens up a sinkhole and bad things happen. Because what you find out, the legend behind Slaughterhouse is there was this knight back in the day whose name may have been Slaughter or Slaughter. I think it was Slaughter or Slaughterhouse something. He defeats a monster and drives it back underground. And a monster that was terrorizing the villagers and all this. And so he was given as a reward this land. And he built a school, and it was called Slaughterhouse. Well, you find out that the legend was true. And when they open up the sinkhole and all the fracking happens, there's a whole freaking just pack, like hundreds of these monsters living underground. They're like basically weird freaking lizard mole rat type creatures that live underground, and they start coming up one night over the holiday. Some of the students are not allowed to go home over the holiday weekend. They're forced to stay at the school. The monsters come up and they have to fight them off. And it was really fun. It wasn't as good as I was hoping it was going to be. The trailer for the movie, it was one of those trailers that just make it look like it's going to be such an epically awesome Shaun of the Dead type movie, but in a private school. And it wasn't quite that. It was not at the level of something like Shaun of the Dead, but it was still slightly fun. I know I'm not selling it as much as I should. It was a good movie. It's not something that I would have been happy about paying to see in the theater, but getting it at my library and taking it home and watching it, I rather enjoyed it to a certain extent. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I think if I tried to watch it again, I'd be like, movie's not really all that great. Nick Frost plays an old student whose brother was killed at the school. Apparently they had gone into these secret tunnels under the school to blow it up, and his brother was killed by one of these monsters. And so now Nick Frost is like this hippie stoner, and he's got a big group of hippie stoners camped out outside the school in the forest who are protesting the fracking. But it's rated R. There's cussing in it. There is sexual situations, but no nudity. There is a lot of blood and gore.
If you're looking for just a fun, bloody, gory, fun movie that's not just there to give you nightmares, then I would suggest Slaughterhouse Rules, especially if you like the British movies, if you like Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg plays this character that's kind of, they don't really give you a lot of his backstory, but he seems to be really broken up over the fact that he had a student kill himself I think the year previous. And his girlfriend, who's played by Margot Robbie, is that how you pronounce her name? She played Harlequin in the Suicide Squad movie. She is working for, she's like a nurse or a doctor. They don't really explain. I think they called her a nurse. She was wearing scrubs, whereas the guy behind her that she seemed to be having an affair with was wearing a lab coat. She is only in the movie communicating to Simon Pegg through a laptop, through like webcam, because she has been, she's off doing like a Doctors Without Borders type thing. She's in Africa. And they have these conversations where Simon Pegg is just drinking and crying and depressed, and they don't really go. You have to assume that he's broken up over the death of the student, and that he's, I guess, broken up over the fact that he's not with her, that she's off doing something else. And you don't really get the idea that he suspects that she's cheating on him, but she is. It's kind of a really weird side story to the movie that they don't really flesh out too well, but it makes Simon Pegg all the more funny. I prefer a Simon Pegg who, like his character in Hot Fuzz. When Simon Pegg is a tough guy, that cracks me up. I also like a Simon Pegg from Shaun of the Dead, where he starts out as kind of a slacker loser and turns into somewhat of a tough guy hero. I like those kind of characters. This whiny, crying Simon Pegg, not as appealing, but still kind of funny. He has one scene with Nick Frost. It's a very short scene. That was kind of sad to only have them together for the one scene. But from what I understand, I feel like I've read that they're starting a new movie with they're developing or writing a movie that's going to be with Edgar Wright. He's the guy that directed, and I think he co-wrote the three movies from the Cornetto trilogy, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End. I think they're doing another one, and that has my heart beating, and it makes me happy, because those three movies are great movies. And Slaughterhouse Rules, not a great movie. Not a bad movie, not a great movie. Just a fun movie. I would recommend it as long as you don't have to go out of your way or spend a lot of money on it. And so that's the episode today. I'm Steven. I'm your host. I'm the guy talking to you about these things. And I'm just another fanboy. Be nice to each other.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow. But I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.